Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, what's going on, folks? I got another preview of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL, releasing the episodes in order that they happened on the calendar. 2 a week, 3 hours per show. I've got a preview here. I like to do this for each one of them. You know, I'll give you a handful of minutes, maybe a segment or two of what we did for that day. It's kind of like an audio time capsule if you think about it. But if you enjoy it, please do consider my Patreon. That's what I do to make a living, for God's sake. $5 or $10 a month, patreon.com/Eric Zane, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. 5 bonus podcasts each week, not to mention the aforementioned Lost Zane recordings, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia, which you can play against Dale for cash. The Insane Asylum, my 2-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it before it airs and commercial-free. And then the very fun and enjoyable Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with my old radio partner, Ben, from my days on BBL. Ben and I get together on Friday nights. We have a live Zoom audience joining us, and boy, is it a lot of fun. We play Bet on Ben, that very fun game, and it's a lot of laughs. If you think, you know what, Zane's busting his ass, I think it's worth at least a shot. $5 a month or $10 a month. $5 is all the audio, $10 all the audio, all the video, all the live streams. And give it a try. See how it is. You know, if you don't like it, well, you're out $5 or $10. And then that's it. You cancel that shit. And then, you know, you get the rest of the month. And then it just doesn't auto-renew. Otherwise, let it ride, man. Or sign up for a full year and I'll save you 10% of that cost. All right. I know that's long and boring and drawn out. But got to let you know that's what's happening. So enjoy the preview of the Lost Zane recordings.
Okay. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show. Show number 54. Julius laughs at me every time I say that. He thinks it's trite and silly. I don't care. Weather today, a high of 82, chance of a thunderstorm. Tonight, again, a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 61. Off, barely a chance. It'll be fine for summertime blues. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun and a high of 81. Really warm for the weekend with, it looks like Friday, 86, and Saturday and Sunday, like 91.
Yes.
So definitely heating up there as we are now officially into summer. Okay. This band, Spirit. This is it. This is the career. This song right here. Great song. You've heard this song before, haven't you?
I think so, yeah.
I know you like classic rock, but this part you for sure hear. This is the hook. Spirits, I Got a Line on You. On Spotify, it's 802,000 plays. Less popular are the songs Fresh Garbage, Nature's Way. Oh, and don't forget their hit, Mr. Skin.
Ooh.
That sounds gross. I wonder how that sounds. This is Mr. Skin. This is the first song that ever got the explicit lyrics warning. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't play this one. Oh, yeah, here's fresh garbage from Spirit. That's 97 LAV, and we're doing a tribute to Spirit today, playing all their big hits. Rob Brandt's got Spirit Mania later in the day. Kim Carson right now is Fresh Garbage, Spirit, and LAV.
This is awful. This is terrible.
Okay, so they had like the one hit. And back in the day, they were headlining a gig, a show based on the strength of this song. So you know that everybody there was like, play it again. Do it again. I want to hear it again. Yeah, okay. And then, you know, so the band's like, oh, thank you. That's our song. I Got a Line on You. Now we're going to play one of our other hits. Here's Mr. Skin. Boo! Play it again. Oh, thank you. Okay, we'll do it one more time. Okay, thank you. And then we played I Got a Line on You 15 times in a row. Now we'd like to play Fresh Garbage. Woo! Play it again! And that's how their shows would go. So they did one with Led Zeppelin. And Zeppelin opened up for them.
Which is crazy.
And
Spirit, the trajectory of their careers.
Yeah.
It's fun to see.
So Spirit decided that they have a song called Taurus. And in the song, they're like 45 seconds in, there's a guitar passage, a few bars that are in it. And then Led Zeppelin, years later, made Stairway to Heaven. And the opening strains of their song, and I'll play it for you in a second. We've done it before, but it's worth it. The beginning of the song has a similar, some of the notes are the same. The sequence is somewhat different, somewhat common.
But it's similar.
It's not. It isn't. And it's guitar. One of the this is in court for plagiarism right now. Led Zeppelin, in their efforts to vindicate themselves in this clown show, is they have evidence that shows that this exact sequence is actually originates technically like 700 years ago. They have evidence to prove it. They're fighting this plagiarism charge. Well, to start, tell you what, here is Stairway to Heaven, as you know it. Easy. Who could forget that? And here is Spirit. Okay, so that is the reason. That's it. That's the plagiarism charge. Robert Plant took the witness stand yesterday and explained how the song was written. It happened more than 45 years ago when the band was rehearsing and recording at a country estate called Headley Grange. He was sitting around a fire with Jimmy Page. This is crazy that he knows it. He knows the story. When Jimmy played him what would become the opening to Stairway. It turned out Plant already had the beginnings of some lyrics that would go with it. This is taken from the article I'm reading directly off of it. He even recited them in court. And Plant said, there's a lady who knows all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. From there, the song started, quote, rolling pretty fast. I don't write songs, but that's how they do it. You ever pick the brain of somebody who writes music for a living? This all sounds very much status quo. One of the issues in the trial is whether Plant saw Spirit perform one night at a club in Birmingham in 1970 and hung out with the band after the show. That's what they claim, but that's where Plant's memory gets hazy. He said, quote, I don't have any recollection of almost anyone I've ever hung out with.
Which apparently caused roars of laughter in the court. He's just making jokes of the whole thing.
Yeah.
He also says, I can't actually recall Spirit or anyone playing there with the passing of time.
So then, you know, the rest of the band's spirits there, they're all old and grizzled. They're like, you don't remember? Well, maybe this will refresh your memory. What do you think of that? And don't make me bust out fresh garbage either. And then Plant's just looking at him annoyed. He sighs. He's like,
Plant's like, I don't have that much time left on this earth. You're wasting my time.
Yeah, if I'm Robert Plant after this much time, I get together with John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page, and I said, look, guys, they're not going to go away. We have literally, listen, we have billions of dollars, guys. Let's just give them like a few $100 and tell them that they can, we'll give them a few gigs. And promise them, we'll actually start a festival called the I Got a Line on You Festival. And they can just play, they can just do that all over. It can guarantee them the headline of their own festival called the I Got a Line on You Festival.
And they can open for them.
Yes.
Like in the old days.
And but you have to shut up and drop your dumb lawsuit. Unbelievable. In the next segment, I want to talk. It's almost like I have to use the next segment to set up the following segment. Because, and so I'll do that. And also tell you that in just a few short minutes, Bus Stop Karaoke episode number 2 is going to drop at WBBL.com. So that is just moments away. We'll play you some of that. It's the thing about Bus Stop Karaoke, you can't really like. To play it is fine, but it's basically just two weirdos singing songs together. It's all the interactions and the story that goes along with it that you have to see. Well, it does. You'll be able to do just that at WBBL.com in the Eric Zane Show when you look at Bus Stop Karaoke. When that fires up in just a few short minutes, we'll let you know when it's actually active. That all on the way as we do this from the Mapestet.com Bankruptcy Studios. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
Okay, that's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you like it, please check out my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, till next time, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.